I'm talking to Donna Petrochenko, Australia's Commissioner to the International Whaling Commission. Do you consider the Japanese whaling activity in the Southern Ocean in breach of IWC rules?
Absolutely. Australia's position has been made very clear at the International Whaling Commission for a number of years. We strenuously oppose Japanese whaling in the Southern Ocean. We have, in fact, taken very strong action to take the Japanese to court, and we lodged our documents in court last year, and the case will be proceeding because we have condemned it. We believe it is not science, and they are, in fact, whaling in what is an International Whaling Commission-sanctioned sanctuary. And so Australia has condemned their activities.
That legal action was taken to the International Court of Justice. So do you hold out much hope for, and where? What's the status of that action?
Yes, we believe that we have a very strong case that Japanese whaling is against international law in terms of the International Convention on the Regulation of Whaling. What we did is we, as per the court procedures, we lodged our documentation last May. It's called a memorial, so that's our overall case. That was lodged with the court, and now the Japanese will then lodge what's called their counter-memorial by March of next year. And so it is a slow process, but we believe that this is a very good course of action for us to try to bring so-called scientific whaling to an end for once and all, for all.
What do you think of Sea Shepherd and their actions down in the Southern Ocean? Obviously, their policy is direct action.
The government has numerous times called for everyone to obey the international rules of proper seamanship and observe safety at sea in the Southern Ocean. It's a very dangerous place, but the government has always said that we support the right to peaceful protest. So as long as people are protesting peacefully, that's something that the government supports. But again, it's a very dangerous place, and we call on all parties to take appropriate actions in a very difficult sea situation.
The Sea Shepherd's chief, Paul Watson, has said that the IWC is an ineffective organization. What do you think of that?
I disagree with Mr. Watson completely. Australia and other countries I mentioned before have taken exceedingly strong actions through the International Whaling Commission to recover endangered whales and to do work on small cetaceans as well. We are working with, for example, Argentina and other Latin countries, South American countries, on the development of a recovery plan for southern right whales. We are working with other countries on similar conservation management plans. Our job is to try to return whales to healthy population levels through the IWC, and we're doing a lot of work there on responsible whale watching as well. We've initiated what's called the Southern Ocean Non-Lethal Research Partnership, where we work with approximately 14 countries in partnership to study the whales, to understand them in the broader ecosystem, and again to try to make efforts to recover whales worldwide to healthy population levels.
And finally, if this legal action fails, what then?
Oh, we don't think about failure. We're in it to win it, as Minister Burke has said, and that's where we're putting all our efforts.
Donna Petrochenko, thank you very much for talking to SBS.
My pleasure.